Okay, Beseder. Okay, let's Mitzvah Yom Yomayim Ezveka, which you should know is a tremendous bracha. If any of you have ever broken a limb, you know that for every week that your hand is in traction or your arm is in traction, it's a month of physical therapy. So the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives us, in other words, a double amount of time to forget, in other words, Mitzvah Yom Yomayim Ezveka, that we only have to work twice as hard. Instead of working four times as hard, is a tremendous bracha. So let's try and just put things into context. We began the braisa on the Vav Amud Aleph of Dalet Rishuyos L'Shabbos, and we dealt with the world of Rishus HaRabim. We saw the Tosefta quotes three examples of Rishus HaRabim, Asartia, Paltia, and Mevoos Mefulashim. Mevoos Mefulashim, we pointed out, is misunaf, it's attached, it's an extension of either the sartia or the paltia, two girsos within Rashi. So we have the sartia and the paltia, and here we had a basic machokis between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether we're dealing with the world of shimush rabim / hiluch rabim bepoal, in actuality, that's Rashi shita, or are we dealing with the world bekoach, the Rambam shita, that the Rambam brings midbar into the equation as well, anything which is fit for shimush / hiluch rabim. I pointed out over here the slash is because these could be two different tracks, and it could be that the various conditions of rishus harabim would apply to one and not to the other. Then we saw a condition of the Ramban, that the Ramban points out that there shouldn't be, that a rishus harabim can't be under the ba'alut of a yachid. Whether it has to be under the ba'alut of a rabim or hefker, that we left as an open question, but it shouldn't be under the ba'alut of yachid. Then we saw, again, just to, as an overview, we saw the sugya of lo necha tashmisei, that sometimes a rishus harabim is going to go down to the level of a karmelis because of the lack of that ability of total shimush harabim. There's Keren Zavis, the Itztava, the Bein Ha'amudim, Higi, the Tzoah, and sometimes it will remain attached to Rishus HaRabim, and that's the bottom line of Rav Ashi. Even the Tzoah, in other words, would still be considered to be part of the world of Rishus HaRabim. Then we saw, on the other hand, you can have things that lack the conditions that we're going to see for Rishus HaRabim, but because of Necha Tashmishe, will be called Rishus HaRabim, like the Chorei Rishus HaRabim. And then we had the Sugia of Tashmish HaYedei HaTchak. We pointed out that HaYedei HaTchak is a din, B'kol HaTorah Kula, that every realm of halacha has a form of HaYedei HaTchak, and we have to ask ourselves whether this is brought into the equation or not. The Guma would be a situation in Rishus HaRabim of Tashmish Rabbi HaYedei HaTchak, an area which is flooded with water, Halavai Aleinu, it's Hashem, that the rain should come. That would be considered to be a hiluch ayadei atchak, and there's room to distinguish that, as we pointed out, that maybe that tashmash ayadei atchak will take it down to the level of a karmelis, but hiluch ayadei atchak would still be considered to be a meaningful form of hiluch. Then we moved over to and began that the four conditions that we find, four physical conditions of the world of Rishus HaRabim, and I'd like to go through them now just in a slightly different order than we had begun originally. That we had two of these conditions that are already brought in the Gemara. One on Daf Tzadiches, and one on Daf Tzadites. On Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph, we have the sugya of Eino Makura, that the moment it's Makura, it's Eino Dome Ledigle Midbar. And on Daf Tzadites Amud Bes, we have the sugya of Tet Zayin Amma, the whiff of Tet Zayin Amma that we learn out Gamrinan Mimishkan. These, are, again, are the only two conditions that are mentioned in the Gemara, and these are the only two conditions that are mentioned in the Rambam. That the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yudalad, when he gives us the conditions of Rishus HaRabim, so he points out, Arba Rishus L'Shabbos, Ezo Rishus HaRabim, Midbarios, Ayaros, Shvakim, Drachim, Ufulashin Lahen, Ubilvad she rochav haderech tetzayinama velo yihye alav tikra. So, those are the two that are mentioned in the sugya, and those are the two that the Rambam brings in. In terms of the world of Eino Makura, So you saw that there's an entire sugya that deals with the world of the agalot, namely the ideal rishus harabim of the midbar. When we think about Dome Ledigle midbar, is Machane Leviya. Machane Leviya was not domed. Machane Leviya was open air. And from there we learn that the rishus harabim, Dumya de Mishkan, has to be open air. However, we have a braisa that under the agalot was also considered to be a rishus harabim. It's makura both by the krashim and by the floor of the agala itself. So the Gemara goes from ukimta to ukimta to try and show how that there could be a revach, that would an area that would be more than lavud, more than three tfachim of open air, that wouldn't be covered either with the krashim or with the bottom of the wagon of the agala. You saw that there's a tremendous machokus rishonim simply in terms of the hechatimtza of the Gemara. What is this atbe'e that the Gemara speaks about? Rashi speaks about the atbe'e that the krushim were sort of clumped together in two areas, and all of the airspace, rather than being separated between different smaller piles of krushim, all of the airspace was put in the middle, and that's how you get to an area which is more than three tefachim in the middle. And of course, according to Rashi, the wagon itself didn't have a floor, it just had yitedot to, and so you would have this open area that would be between the yitedot and between the krashim. Rashi quotes his rabosav that the issue over here with the tabaot stood out of the krashim, and they created this airspace that would be between the krashim. Rabbeinu Hananel and the Baal Hamor take a totally different approach, that the airspace in the agala would only be when it's empty, not when the agala was covered with the krashim, only when it was empty. And then what you had simply a frame of nisarim, of beams that were attached to the agala to hold the beams of to hold the krashim when the krashim were going to be put on the agala, but they were part of the agala. And these protective elements, maybe they would create a hefsek. So they said no, that they were really yitedot. It was really woven. There were air spaces between the weavings, etc. Ech shelo yiyeh, what's clear over here is that this din of Eino Makura of Dumya de Mishkan is purely a formal definition. Namely, there is no difference in terms of Shimush Harabim or Hiluch Harabim if something is covered or something is open. Now if you go on the George Washington Bridge on the lower level, you can have how many lanes? 10 lanes across. There's certainly much more than Tetzai and Amma, and it's Makura Zehu. It's not a Rishus Harabim Alpi Din. So this clearly is a very, very formal halacha of Dumya de Rabin, not a question of the nature of the shimush. However, we move over to Rochav Tetzayin Amma. Here, the Gemara uses a similar language of Gamrinan Le Mimishkan. Doesn't use the phrase Dome Le Digle Midbar, but it uses the language of Gamrinan Mimishkan. In that respect, it's like Makura. But on the other hand, the source which is brought is a Mishnah Baba Basra. The Mishnah Baba Basra is talking about a person who has a field, and there is a derech rabim that goes through that field. And the halacha in Dine Mamanos, in Choshen Mishpat, the rabim have the right to maintain that derech. And if the individual would want to move them, he would have to pay the rabim an amount, because it has a din of bailus. It's considered to be a derech rabim, namely that, as the Rashbam points out, even though the alfusa is learned out, the tetzainama is learned out from the width of the agalot being accompanied by the levium, covered with the krushim, you get to tetzayin ama, but the din is a din in terms of shimush. This is considered to be shimush rabim b'chol hatorah kula. Another example of this tension between Dumya de Mishkan and Shimush Rabim would be that we pointed out we have two types of Rishus HaRabim, the Sartia and the Paltia. If this would only be a din in Paltia, in Derech Rabim, in the highway, then we could speak about it as a Svara, that this is the Svara, that this is Shimush HaRabim, this is Hiluch HaRabim. But you saw in the Rashba, in the Avodas HaKodesh, he wants to apply this also to the dimensions of the Sartia, the dimensions of the open market, that it should be Tetzayin Amma by Tetzayin Amma. Namely, not that Tetzayin Amma is only a measure of a width of a highway. Then we could speak about it as a Svara of Derech Rabim. But he wants to speak about it as being the width, and the length, the dimensions of the shuk. That's very little. Tetzayin Amma, al Tetzayin Amma, that's less than the auditorium downstairs. You know, where it said that, call that Roshus HaRabim, you know, it's the definition has a formalistic aspect, Dubya de Mishkan, even if it's not going to relate to the Shimush. And then also, as opposed to Makur, which is purely formalistic, over here also has an aspect of Shimush when we move over to the world of the Paltia. Within the Sartia, there it really is totally Dumya de Mishka. The third condition we already discussed, and that's the condition of Shishim Ribo. And we pointed out that even though on the Daf of Gemara and the Kovetz Meforshim, Rashi appears to be the first who brings in this principle, we saw that the Sefer Ha'itim, in the name of the Bahag, already has this principle, moved over to Rashi and Tosos, and you saw that Rishone Svarad, as a whole, the Ramban, etc., rejected it. It's not in the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't mention it at all. And here we had that same Chakira, are we dealing with Shishim Ribo as a formal principle, Dumya de Mishkan, similar to Eino Makura, or is this more a din of Shimush Rabim? And I mentioned to you that there's a sugya in Eruvin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and again quoted on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, of Mechitza Shebokim Ba Rabim, when the Rabim break through a Mechitza, and the Gemara speaks about the fact that the Rabim have the power of breaking through the Mechitza, there's a Mechokas Rishonim, what does that Rabim consist of? Is that Rabim simply a large number of people, or is that Rabim Shishim Ribo? Again, if it's a formal definition, it would only apply to the Rishus HaRabim, would have nothing to do with Bokim Bo Mechitza. But if it's a shear within Rabim, that we have a shear of 3, that's Rabim for Tuma, we have a shear of 10, which would be Rabim for Neder, Shehuder, Adas, Rabim, we have a shear of Shishim Ribo, when we're dealing with Shimush Rabim, then it would fit also into the sugya of Mechitza Shebokim Ba Rabim. And we saw a Machokes Rishonim as to whether the Shishim Ribo is a number that has to be present at all times. There's such a ritva in Eruv in Andaf Nuntes, or it's enough that the areas can support Shishim Ribo, as the ritva in Shabbos points out, like Yerushalayim, that on Regalim you would have Shishim Ribo in Yerushalayim. Chanukah, you'll have Shishim Ribo in Yerushalayim. It wouldn't necessarily be on a daily basis. That would be Derech Lahem. It would be available for them. It would be open for them. That same Svara is found also in the Miyuchas Laran. So those are, so far, 3 principles. The principle we haven't yet discussed, really, is...
To hold Shishim Ribo, does that mean at one time in like a stadium, or during 24 hours they went through Yerushalayim? So they have a city, a small city. It can't hold a Shishim Ribo, but... During the 24 hours, they would be there.
No. In other words, it appears that they could. In other words, that the Yerushalayim, Eretz Tzvi, would be able to deal with Shishim Ribo. You know, it's at one time, but it wouldn't have to be Tadir. It wouldn't have to be a daily occurrence, as long as it can support the Shishim Ribo for ceremonial occasions, etc. That already would be. And it does, and we do have those occasions that would already be called the Rishus HaRabim. The yes.
If it's a one, I mean, the regalim are more than once. There's 3 of them, but if it's like one day a year, you have 600,000 people in the city. Does that count?
Again, the language of the Ritva and Shabbos. Lo self davar shehi kvuim bo, ela shu derech lahem.
The
In other words, that we're dealing with a place that would be considered like a convention center, of that sort of a nature that can hold 600,000 people and has held it on occasion. It doesn't have a list of how many times. The fourth condition is also that which is not in the Gemara, just like Shishim Ribo is not in the Gemara, but we're dealing with the world of Mefulash. Namely, we do have in the Brisa over here, Mevoos Mefulashos. Pointed out that Mevoos Mefulashos aren't a Rishus Rabin Bifnei Atzmam. The Mevoos Mefulashos are simply as opposed to Mevoot Stumot, that you have alleys that are satum and they're not a Rishus Harabim, they can't even be connected to a Rishus Harabim, and the Mavoi Mefulash, that already can be connected to the Rishus Harabim. Rashi and Erevin and Davavim and Aleph says that even a Rishus Harabim has to be Mefulash. This is a condition for Rishus Harabim. It has to be Mefulash. Dumya, says Rashi, Ledigle Midbar. And that's what Rashi, the Ritva and Shabbos, quotes in the name of Rashi. Va'od kosav Rashi Mesechas Erevin, she'ein Rishus Harabim Ela, right, it's Mefulash, and he says, v'hochi hu b'Yerushalmi. We don't have such a Yerushalmi. Avalo hiskimu b'zekol mafarshim, as we pointed out, that this condition of Mefulash is mentioned in the Gemara only in terms of the Mavui, the sniff of the Rishus Harabim, not in terms of the Rishus Harabim itself. The problem over here is, what does this phrase, Mefulash, mean? And here we have a more minimal definition and a more maximal, what it would appear to be a more maximal definition. In the Sheet of Laran, he quotes a Ra'ah. The Sheet of Laran in our Sugya on the Vav Amud Aleph says, Kosav Hara'azal, Mistabra, the Paltiya Nami Bi'inan Mefulashet. Not only mevuot mefulashot that enter into the paltia, but the paltia should also be mefulash. Elad b'mevuos itzterich mishum de'ika stumen. The only reason that the word mefulashot comes connected to the word mevuot is because there are two types of mevuot, mefulashim and stumen. But really, this tanai of mefulash applies also to the sartia and also to the paltia, namely that it opens at both ends. So you can enter into it from either side. You can go in and go out. But Rashi over there on the Vav Amud Aleph in Erevin and in the quote in the Ritva, he speaks about Rishus Harabim Shel Mechuvan Mishaar L'Shaar Sheyehe Mefulash. That Mefulash means Mechuvan Mishaar L'Shaar. Similarly, when the Ritva quotes Rashi, the Ritva says,
is
this from Shabbos? And the Vavamad Aleph, the Od Kosav Rashi, Mesechus Eruvin, Shainush Ram El Kishu, Mechuvan Mishaar L'Shaar. Question is, what does this Mechuvan Mishaar L'Shaar mean? L'Chorah, if we were to translate this Rashi into English, it would appear to be that we have a straight line. Mechuvan Mishaar L'Shaar. But the problem is that L'Chorah, if we look at, we're learning out Mechuvan from Diglei Midbar. Diglei Midbar, the Rishus Harabim, was the Machane Levia. The Machane Levia consisted of the three families of Leviim, Kohath and Merari, and Yershom Kohath and Merari, and then the Kohen, Aaron, his family, and this was the Machane Levia, right? And then over here in the middle, you have the Mishkan. Where in the world do you have a mefulash mechuvan mitzad mitzad? Before the Mishkan was built, so then you would have this and like this. In other words, that person could walk through Machane Levia in either of these two directions. But the moment that the Mishkan is here in the center, which was the Arbay Mishkan of HaMidbar, we're learning from Diglei HaMidbar when the Mishkan is here. There was all the dinim are learned from Mishkan. They're not learned from Diglei Midbar, qua Diglei Midbar. They're learned because the malachos relate to the Mishkan. So where do you have this mefulash? Hey, yes?
There is no space between the camp and the Mishkan that they could walk through?
Between Shishim Ribo, where it's a Tetzayin Amma. We don't know. In other words, someone was coming into Machane Levia because he wanted Pashtus. Originally to give things to the Levium and then to go into the Mishkan. And secondly, I'll be svara. What's the svara over here of mechuvanot? Again, if we're dealing with Dumi de Mishkan as Xeris HaKosev, okay. But in other words, Lechora, a Rishus, you're dealing with a marketplace. A marketplace is a place for many, many people. If they go in like this, and then, like this, and then come out like this, so fine. In the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was Mechuvanos. In other words, you had Sha'arim, but everyone came in from the south, made a circle, and went back out from the south. That was the classic way. It was certainly, an area that would that without the mechitzos would have been considered to be a Rishus HaRabim, and yet we don't necessarily have. So where over here did Rashi feel, A, that he had a makor for mechuvanos, and secondly, what does mechuvanos add? These are not my questions, even though they were my questions, but I found that these questions were asked by someone much more, much reliable than me, who didn't get one of these sheets. And Rav Moshe asked this question. Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph. So this is a. Yeah.
You can't say that it might be related to the mark when they're moving. That's part of. Because a lot of Malachas are related to traveling.
Correct. So the
traveling is the full life.
So the thing, had we only had that the Sartia would be Mefulash in Achinami, but we're dealing over here with the Paltia as well. That's where.
The Rifa make a chiluk between the Paltia.
So we would have liked to have made such a chiluk, but we don't find such a chiluk. So if you look, there are two sides to the page. One is a Tosefet of Mar Makomos that we'll come to in a few minutes, and the other that Rav Moshe has three tshuvas, one after the other. Kuf Lamed Ches deals with the Eruv in Brooklyn. Kuf Lamed Tes deals with the Eruv in Manhattan. And Kuf Mem deals with Od Binyan Hanal, deals with our sugya. That Rav Eisenstadt wrote to Rav Moshe in terms of the issues of the Eruv of Manhattan. And rather, why didn't Rav Moshe bring in the condition, the necessary condition of that we have the Shar Mechuvanim Ze Keneged Ze? So Rav Moshe writes in his second paragraph of Amashlo is Karti Ze Klal Af Lipulpula Ulbirura. The Rosh was quoting Rashi. She had pilusho dome le digle midbar. Tamua minolan de bedigle midbar hayu mechuvanim. Umiloshon Rashi bemet ein raya. Shelo kosav shasharim mechuvanim. Ela kosav rishus harabim shela mechuvan mishaar lishar. I would have, my ignorance said that that's the same thing. But Rav Moshe felt, im kein efshar shaholech af ba'ofen alakso, mechuvah mishar l'shar, according to Rav Moshe, doesn't mean
straight line.
It means that there's an exit and an entrance, but there can be, in the middle, a curve. Ve'en ashar mechuvanim nami hu rishus harabim, u'bo lamait im mafsik be'emtza mevo'ot she'en rochavim tetzayin amma, o mafsik makom she'en bo drisa shishim ribo, o mafsik Makom Mekura, the Shezeyesh Lamech, Digin Migdar, the Kol Sheyu Rechavim Tetzayan Amma, Veroyu Mekuros, Udrasa Shavha, Vachen Yesh Lefarish Beloshon Harash, Shekosav Rak Rishus Rabin Shalom Befulash Mishar Lashar, Hainu, something, Zemi Lashar Zeh, Hayu Rishus Rabin Belo Hefzeg Dovar, Vachen Yesh Lefarish Hagos. So Rav Moshe wants to reinterpret the Rishonim. They never meant to say that there has to be a straight line. Avo b'magen Avraham in Siman Shin Samachal of Kosev Aloshan Ashocharam Hufulashim Mishar Asharim Mechuvanim Ze Keneged Ze. The Yeshlos Amechuva Mishar Lashar called in Rishus Harabim Tamua. Where do we find this Menale? Again, the Menale is on two planes. The Menale is on the plane of Svara and on the plane of Ahechetimtza. So what's the makar then that it has to be Masha Fulash? The language of the Ramban. Sha'arim mechuvanim ze keneged ze. Well, temu agam al Ramban menale. Okay, so in any case, that's why Rav Moshe felt that there is no, this is a mistaken on this reading within Rashi. We saw the Ra'ah certainly doesn't require it. And he points out that the Gra, lotziyim le Rashi davav, elo Rashi daf nun tes, en le pesach echad v'laf mefuleshes. That he understands from the Gra. The Gra learned Rashi like the Ra'ah. Mefarish HaGra, ein tzarach shiv shom mechuvanim, elo shiv shnei psachim, an exit and an entrance, they shiv mefuleshes. Aval af be'ena mechuvanim, hu rishus ha-rabim. Okay, so these questions are raised, and it appears that my opinion is actually barer that there are Rishonim who don't require Mechuvanim, that's the Ra'ah. Certainly there are Rishonim who do require Mechuvanim, that's the Ramban. I would put Rashi in the Rush and the Hagos Mordechai like the Ramban, but if you feel better not putting them there, so that's also fine. Okay, Ad Kan Hakofa Aleph. Yes.
Just a question on Yevodas Hakodesh.
Yes.
He seems to say, if I got it right, that the Taltia is Rosh Hashanah even the gates are closed. When the gates are closed, it's not Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
It seems to be required to close only by the roads, but not necessarily by the Taltia.
That's already what you're pointing at is that there's another condition that we're going to come to within the world of Rishus Harabim of Dlatot Nulot Balayla. And as we pointed out, one can distinguish between a Sartia and a Paltia, that these could be two tracks. So one distinction. One distinction could be in terms of Shishim Rebo, maybe only require Shishim Rebo in the Paltia, not in the Sartia. Or vice versa. The other over here is Dolosos Ninolos. I didn't notice over here that we had that distinction over here in terms of the Chimavos of Hashem v'Pischem Mechuvanim Zekeneged Ze. He brings in the Mechuvanim Zekeneged Ze by the Mevo'ot. And the Mevo'ot can attach themselves to either the Sartia or the Paltia. Right. Okay. The Seder. But we do see over here, in terms of the Tetzayin Amma, that's where the Avodah Sekodesh points out, Mokom Shu Rochav Tetzayin Amma Al Shet Tetzayin Amma. The Tetzayin Amma is in terms, not only in terms of width, but also in terms of length. That's clearly a din of Dumi de Mishkan, because it doesn't add anything to Tashmin Sharabim. Okay, so we've then seen the world of Rishus Harabim, relatively. I'd like to move over today to the world of Rishus Hayachid. Eizohi Rishus Hayachid. And here we have a very strange Tosefta in front of our eyes. Rishus Hayachid, Charetz Shehu Amok Yud V'Rachav Dalid V'Chein Goder. Rashi points out this Goder is a Kotel. Shehu Gavoa Yud V'Rachav Dalid, a wide wall. Zohi Rishus Hayachid Gemura. What, of course, over here appears to be left out from the Tosefta that we would normally view as our classic Rishus Hayachid? Bias, which implies makom with walls, machitzos. We have no machitzos over here. This is raised by indirectly by the Sefer Itim in the Tshuvas of the Gaonim, and directly by the Ritva in the Otzer Gaonim. He says, "Kach amru chachamim, perushan dalid panim shor reshuyos yesh l'shabbos shus yachid terabim karmelus malkam tur reshus hayachid bedinhu shahayatzarech lomar." I'm quoting from the Sefer Eitim. Bedinhu shahayatzarech lomar bayis shel yachid v'chatzer shel yachid. Lam amar charetz amok yud tvachim v'rochav dalid goder gavoa yud v'rochav dalid. Ela halalu shnayim yesh l'sapkam bir karmelit. Ve'ein tzarech lomar bayis shel yachid v'chatzer shel yachid. Namely, that the what we would call the classic Rishus Hayachid, the bayis, that which is enclosed in mechitzos, a chatzer, which is enclosed in mechitzos, that is left out because of the chiddush, that we want a chiddush. That the Tosefta tells us, even the charetz, even the gader. That's what we find also in the Ritva. Eizoi Rishus Hayachid, Charet Shu Gavoa Asar Rochav Dalet, Vachain Goder Shu Gavoa Asar Rochav Dalet, Perish Afilu Kigonze, Choshev Rishus Hayachid, Ki Ilu Hubayet Shieshlo Dalet al Dalet, Umukov Machitzos Gemuros Gavoos Asara, Vahachin Gemirah. Okay, this, we find it both in the Otzer Gaonim and in the Ritva. The only difference is that the Otzer Gaonim simply speaks about bias, while the Ritva gives the dimensions of the bayit, that you need a makom dalet al dalet, mukaf machitzos gemuros gevohos yud. Just as an aside, before we continue, what could you medayik from the language of the Otzer HaGaonim, Bayis Shel Yochid, Chotzer Shel Yochid. What does this, what bell is rung in your ears? What is this? This may be a mirror image of what? Exactly. The Ramban said that Rishus HaRabim can't belong to a Yochid. The question is whether a Rishus HaYochid has to belong to a Yochid. What if you have a place that has Arba Machitzos, but it belongs to the Rabbin? Would that be mafkia it from being a Rishus HaYochid? Let's say the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash belongs to, David Melch bought the area with the money of Klal Yisrael. And it's surrounded by walls. Would anyone say the Beis HaMikdash is not a Rishus HaYochid? That there would be that you can't carry within the Beis HaMikdash Arba Amos on Shabbos? Everyone would say that's it. In other words, but the language of the Sefer Eitim would seem to imply that ownership is also a factor within Rishus HaYochid. Okay, just mentioning again Agav Urcha. But what I want to speak to you about is what is the chiddush of the charetz and the gader. Once we have this chiddush that they're also a Rishus HaYochid, what are two ways of formulating this chiddush? The classic Rishus HaYochid is a place of arba al arba surrounded by machitzos. It could be a bayit, it could be a chotzer. The only difference between a bayit and a chotzer is, do you have a tikra or don't you have a tikra? But that's irrelevant for Rishus HaYochid. But the common denominator is they both have makom dalet al dalet surrounded by machitzos. Now we're including also the charitz. We're including also the gader. Right, the charitz that has the same dalet al dalet, and the gader has a dalet al dalet, and the charitz has a depth of 10, and the gader has a height of 10. What are two ways of formulating that they are also a Rishus HaYochid? We have the Kaf HaDimyon, right? Afilu kegon zeh chashiv Rishus HaYochid. Ki'ilu hu bayit sheyesh lo dalet al dalet amukaf machitzos gemuros gavos asara. This ki'ilu hu bayit. What are two ways of saying the ki'ilu hu bayit?
Literally or parallel?
Nachon. Are we dealing over here with a literal transformation that we are saying is it's as though they have machitzos? That depth of 10 is considered to be a ke'en a machitza. That height of 10 is considered to be ke'en a machitza. That's the formulation that we have over here. Or what's the other alternative? It has a din of a Rishus HaYochid, but it's a separate maslul. It's a separate track. You can have a Rishus HaYochid with machitzos. That's the bayis and the chotzer. Or parallel to that, we have the chiddush that the Tosaf is teaching us. You could also have a Rishus HaYochid without machitzos. Just that this Rishus HaYochid is 10 tfachim distant from the street level. If this Rishus HaYochid is 10 tfachim distant from the street level, it's divided by 10 tfachim from the street level. We don't have machitzos, but we're assuming that the street level is where you have the rabbim, and this area is built that the rabbim can't enter. The 10 tfachim prevent the entrance of the rabbim. They're not machitzot. Not machitzot. We have two definitions, two parallel definitions of Rishus HaYochid. My nafgamina, so here there are quite a few nafgaminas, and this is what we will begin with today. And on the other side of the page, I added in an extension that I should have put in the original page of Mar Makomos, and we'll see where to fit it in. Let's move over to the sugya on the Tzadi Tesimut base. Okay, you saw that we had over there a Mishnah that dealt with Chulyas Bor, Asela, Gavon Asara, etc. And then the Gemara on the Rav Mordechai on the Tzadi Tesimut base has a question. Boy mine Rav Mordechai mi Rava, the fourth line on Tzadi Tesimut base. Amud birishus harabim gavoa yud v'rochav dalid. This is our gader from the Tosefta. V'zorak v'noch al gabav mahu. Mi amrinan have akira be'isur from the rishus harabim. Hare hanocha be'isur on top of this of this God there, which is the status of Rishus Hayatid. O Dilma, Kevan Imakom Ptur Kaasia, Lo. That in order for it to move from Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, it has to go into the airspace above 10 in the Rishus HaRabim, and that's a Makom Ptur, and that's our question. So the Gemara goes through different options as to what, you know, what should be the halacha in this situation, whether you can bring a writer from the Mishnah, you can't bring a writer from the Mishnah. Everyone, all the Rishonim asked the same question you have over here in Tosfos. Even Tomar, Maikami Boile, Tifshot, Midatanya Beperakama, we had this already. Hamotzi Michanos Lepaltia Derach Stav, Chayav, Ve'echad Hamoshit, Ve'echad Hazorek, Chayav, Farminan Le'el Hamotzi Masu Lemala Me'asara, Chayav. In other words, what is the issue? What over here is the issue? We've had this. Ben Azai, who was poter, was only poter because of Mahalach Ka'omei Dami. But we have already a din that when you go from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid via a Makom Ptur, you're Chayav. So why is Gemara over here asking all of these questions? So we have over here different approaches within the Rishonim. The Baal HaMor takes the most Balabatish approach. He points out Miu ikal amishita and daf in my gemara it's lamed chesem adbeis in the lamed vav adbeis in the pagination of the alphas, or it's on the last page of the last full page of Perek Hazorek. Had the boy minei Rav Mordechai mi Rabba amud berushus Rabbim gavo asara rochav dalad v'zor kenach agav mahu. Ikal amishita mei he detanya chanus lepaltia derech stav. Amar Rav Yochanan Allah, Moda ben Azai Bezorik, Ikla Mifshatami Hadatani Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, Noatz Kona Bereshus Rav Behindiat Berosh Otraxel, Bezorak Benoch Al Gabav Chayav, Dukim Nolamala Meesor, Ikla Mifshatami Hadatani Amud Bereshus Rav Yehud, Rochav Dalet, Ein Bikaro Dalet, Vesh Bekotzer Gimel, there we have so many areas where this can be solved. Ela Yeshlomar, the Braisa, all of these Braisas were Rav Mordechai Lo Shmielai. Rav Mordechai didn't know of these Braisas. In Achinami, he went on his own merry way, came up to the same conclusion, but he didn't know of these braisos. Umemra de Rava, lo shmiele. V'Rava, v'Rav Yosef, Abai, pashtu anile, mimas nisen. So they learned from the Mishnah of Andaf Tzadi Tesemud Aleph of the Bor V'chul Yoso. Fine, but it's really the same halacha. Really, we're dealing with the halacha Yedua. That's one approach. Tosfos has another approach. Look at Tosas and the Sadi Tesemid Beis. Umefaresh Harav Parat the Dafka Kishepasak Kocho B'Makom Petur Kami Boyerish Kagon Shizarak Lamala Meyud Keneged Avir Bershus Harabim V'Yarad HaEven Ba'Alachson V'Nocha Al HaAmud Yerida Zo Eino Mikoach Harishon Ela Koach Kocholhi. The kevim akom ptur kaasya yesh hefsek ben akira rishona lehanocha. Aval im zarek mamash keneged haamud shirohocha balakson kar elohocha mikocho ad haamud vaday chayev. Okay, in other words, that the issue over here is an issue that we discussed in a different context that I was choser b that wasn't shot in the Ramban at all, but we discussed it in terms of moving, you know, where it's going up in the air, moving arba amos birushus harabin. In terms of what is considered to be his koach, and when does it move over into koach kocho? That's the issue over here. It's an issue of koach kocho. We have vectors, and the question is as to whether Makom Ptur is going to impact in such a situation. Okay, a totally different question than we dealt with in terms of carrying something mi chanut lepaltia derech hakarmelis. However, the Ramban over here, he is the one that really we want to look at, and we have the same concept also brought in the Meiri. The Meiri, in terms of the question we just asked, learns like the Baal HaMor, that you know, it's in Achinami. He could have brought all these cases to bring proofs from his scheme of etc., but he wasn't aware of all of these cases. But the Ramban has a different approach. V'nira li gataret, says the Ramban. The Ramban is in the Chidushim and Daf Tzadi Tesem Adbeis. The Rav Mordechai Pshita Le, the Kol de Asim Makom Ptur Makom Chiyuv and Nach Makom Chiyuv Uba Avir Shal Chiyuv Bezorek Chayuv. His issue wasn't that of Koach and Koach Kocho. V'chi kami boy Le Kegon Da Hashda Nami Birishush Shel Avir Patur Kamanach. That Rav Mordechai's question was as follows. Here we have our Amud, which is Dalet al Dalet and Gova Yud. Sorry for the... Here we have our Amud. Here we have Rishus HaRabim. Here is this person who's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and he's throwing an object, and it's landing here. Rav Mordechai says, let's put a little kli on top of this amud. And this fellow was throwing a ball into this kli, which is on top of the amud. So he says, the hashta name, ki meboi le name birishu shel avir patur, kamanach kagom kli shel amudze, kol gufo b'mokom ptur koi, kolomar l'mala miyud, ela shehumunach al gabe asara, v'kevan de gufo l'mala, afilu la'achar shenach dilma patur. The chiyuv amimakom p'tur ko'as yalei. The reshus hazeh mikol makom avir p'turhu. Kumo shepirish rashi zel de'eno avir reshus harabim. Ve'avir reshus hayochid namilo havi. In which that when this person throws the object, it is landing in a makom p'tur. It's landing in an area which is above yud. It's not Avir Rishus HaRabim, and it's not Avir Rishus HaYochid, it's above Yud. What question could we ask on the Ramban, or what, you know, what is Ramban anticipating you're going to ask? Doesn't the Avir of Rishus HaYochid go up to the Rakia? So the Ramban explains, Techi Amrinan Rishus HaYochid Ola Gad Rakia Dilma Ba'Avir Chatzer. That's when you have Mechitzot. The mechitzot make the avir go up to the rakia, avo ba'amud lo, but not on the amud. Namely, the Ramban over here is making two assumptions. What are the two assumptions the Ramban is making? Firstly, right, our question. We asked when we are marbe the case of Gader and the case of the Charitz, are we saying that we have here mechitzos? We have one form of Rishus HaYochid, and that we are simply redefining mechitzos? Or no, there are two types of Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid with mechitzos, and Rishus HaYochid without mechitzos. The Ramban clearly learns which way?
Two different types.
There are two different types. That you have a Rishus HaYochid of a chatzer, and you have a Rishus HaYochid of an amud. And the second assumption of the Ramban is what? That the whole din of din of Avir Od L'Rakia is only within Mechitzot. Is only within Mechitzot. That we have a principle of good Achzik Mechitzta. The Mechitza itself is considered to be going up to Shamayim. If the Mechitza goes up to Shamayim, so the Avir within the Mechitzos is also Rishus HaYachid up to the Shamayim. But if you're going to have a Rishus HaYachid without Mechitzos, then there's not going to be a din of Avir of Rishus HaYochid. So this then was the question of Rav Mordechai. This has nothing to do with moving from a Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur to a Rishus HaYochid. Here we're dealing, you're moving from a Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur, which is on top of a Rishus HaYochid. That's a whole new question. That can't be proven from any of the brises that we dealt with earlier. This is the Mishnah that we have, throwing something on top of the chulia of the boar, where the chulia of the boar again is this amud, is this second type of Rishus HaRabim that has no mechitzos. And if our Mishnah says you're chayav, then Rav Mordechai says you can bring a proof from the Mishnah. That's what the Ramban is positing. So we have over here this Ramban. Just to maintain a sense of equilibrium, Just look on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom Rashi, which deals with the world of Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia, just that you shouldn't rub your eyes. He points out, Kol Avir, bottom line, bottom Rashi, Adla Rakia, Kol Avir Shekeneged Rishus HaYachid, Bein Avir Chatzer, Bein Avir Amud B'Rishus HaRabim Gavo Ayud V'Rachav Dalad Kenegdo Adla Rakia Shem Rishus HaYachid Alav. Namely, that's, in other words, conventional wisdom is like Rashi. Is like Rashi. Now again, Rashi can be interpreted in two ways. Either he has one type of Rishus HaYachid, and that's why the Avir Rishus HaYachid goes up, or he could even have two types, but the din of Olad Raki is not based on good Asik Mechitzta. That we'll have to see, you know, what Rashi is based on. But clearly, the Ramban is forging new ground over here, Neurali Latarets. He is the Makar of this Shita. Afterwards, it can be found, of course, in the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, but we're dealing over here, the Makar is the Ramban. At this point, in other words, I'd like you to put in the Mar Makamos that I gave you over here. In other words, that this question of the Ramban, of these two types of Rishus HaYachid and the Din, Yeah, on the back of Rav Moshe.
Just a question. Yeah? Why did Rav have to say it's a kli on top of an amud?
Otherwise, how would it stay there?
Oh, I see.
That's all.
Because it's a... Well, wait a minute. It's a rock. In one of the cases, it's a rock.
What? It's a ball. You're throwing something on top.
It's a ball that...
So you just get...
flat on top.
Could be, in other words, but...
Yeah, other people don't learn the Kli, so it's not such a big shit.
No, he wanted to show that this ball is basically in the avir of the Rishus above, in other words.
Because because the Kli might be a Mokom on its own.
Could be.
Takes it out of the dinner of Amud.
Could be. That
maybe this whole story more difficult.
Not more difficult, in other words, but his, in other words, he explains himself. He said, in other words, what he's pointing out over here is that we don't say the world of that Avir Ola Adrokia unless we have Ella the Avir Chotzer, Aval Ba'amud Lo. Yes, Yoni?
I just, to Shai's question, when something is on top of Rosh Hashayachid, it's managed contiguous to Rosh Hashayachid, why shouldn't that be in Rosh Hashayachid?
Classically,
I assume that the Kli is Mafrish, and that's where the Makom Torah starts then.
I think all the Ramban is trying to do is that you shouldn't say that we have a thin layer of the object which is on the Rishus HaYachid and the rest of the object is in the Makom Torah. In other words, he wants to view the object as a whole, in terms of the entity. The entire entity is above the Rishus HaYachid. Just to not uncomplicate matters. You know, it's to make it simpler. What he would say in such a principle, maybe, you know, it's, so it would be like a chatzi shir, that you would have an object that only part of the object was touching the Rishus HaYachid and part of it above. Maybe. It's unclear. This issue of the Ramban, the in other words, is dealt with by Reb Chaim, and that's the Mar Makamos that I gave you. Of course, his perspective is the Rambam. And we have really two Gemaras that appear to be, they're in the same Amud, one after the other. The order of the Gemaras is the opposite of the one that I wrote here. In other words, Tanur Rabbanan No'atz Arba Kundusin is like about 8 lines down, and 4 lines above that you have Hayisag Gavoa Me'esrim Amma, and we have the two Psakim of the Rambam, with the Zeravid, Magid Mishnah, and the, of course, we're not concerned so much, the Rambam is dealing with Hilchos Sukkah. We're concerned with the fallout in terms of the world of Shabbos. Moving over to the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Dalet Halachos Aleph through Gimel. I just put in Rashi on the bottom over here, because just to, you know, it's point out that you know, if you have the Rambam disagreeing with the Ramban, you should realize that is the conventional wisdom. That's the way that people learned up to the time of the Ramban. So, you know, look at that. But I'd like you just to think about what over here is the chakira that we are raising. What over here is the we could be the issue that we would be talking about in terms of the nature of a Rishus HaYachid. Again, the classic Rishus HaYachid has machitzos. What's the purpose of those machitzos? Why do those machitzos make the area which is enclosed into a Rishus HaYachid? From whose perspective are we viewing this, yes?
I was thinking maybe it could be that whether we just need an enclosed area or is it trying to stop the, Shtimus
Okay, Rab. Right. In other words, are we viewing it from the inside? That when I'm inside my Rishus HaYachid and I look around myself, I see that I'm enclosed. I'm mukaf from within. I'm mukaf from within. That gives me a sense of privacy. That gives me a sense of control, of ownership, of whatever. However, we're going to define the nature of a Rishus HaYachid. It's from the perspective of inside, or the alternative. That the mechitza stops people from coming in. It prevents the B'nai Rishus HaYachid from coming in. It prevents entrance, namely that the mechitza is a moneya. So the question is the mechitza over here, that's a classic chakir in the Achronim B'chal in terms of the nature of the mechitza and Rishus HaYachid. Is it to prevent people from coming in or to protect those who are within, to be makif those that are within?
I always feel protected when I'm standing in Baal Dal Pesachim and I have walls around. I don't know that I'd be able to fit into that.
think in terms of you know, it's the two types of, according to the Ramban, Yitachen, that these would be Tzvei Dinim within, it's not a question of either or, that we could have over here two types of Rishus HaYachid, that the Amud and the Charitz, that over there the division could serve a different function than the function of a classical mechitza. Okay, this is A. The other, when it was on the page of page 21, I gave you one, two, three, four other nafgaminas in terms of this world of the charitz and the gader. Are they considered to be one form of Rishus HaYachid or two forms? So Bli Neder on Yom Rishon, we'll continue with these. You know, we'll start with the Tosefet to see the Gemara in Sukkah, the Reb Chaim, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, and how that relates to the Ramban. Then move over to the Sugya in Eruvin and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, Sugya of Pasei Biraos, with the Rishonim over there. Then the sugya of Mechitza Hanires Laomdin, Mechitza Nikeres, the sugya in Erevin Andaf Nun Tes. Then the concept in Gitin Andaf Tesvav, Gidut Chamisha v'Mechitza Chamisha. That will sort of bring us, you know, it's full circle in terms of the Mara Makomos, and then move over to the Gufam Rav Gidl on Shabbos Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, that's it.
We didn't have a runner. I'm just trying to read this again. This, yeah.